Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year and welcome back to the Freedom Report. Today is Tuesday, January the 14th, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about the IRS Tea Party targeting that went on last year. Specifically, a story that emerged today that showed that the FBI is actually not expected to file charges in the targeting of Tea Party groups. The Federal Bureau of Investigation didn't find the kind of political bias that they needed to file criminal charges, they say, over the IRS's heightened security of the, scrutiny of the Tea Party groups, law enforcement officials told the Wall Street Journal. Instead, what emerged during the probe was evidence of a mismanaged bureaucracy enforcing rules about tax exemption applications it didn't understand, according to the law enforcement officials, the newspaper said. So basically what they're saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the bureaucracy of the IRS was so distorted that they didn't know what they were doing when it came to accepting these applications. Now, I'd like to go ahead and start this conversation off and bring someone in today that's a very exciting new addition to the team here. His name is Ian Hewitt. He is a recent graduate from the University of K-State, and he just moved out here to work for the Libertarian Republic. He's our associate editor. Say hi, Ian.
It's good to be here, Austin.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Kansas. I studied political science there. I've contributed to the Libertarian Republic before. I've just started working as associate editor, and I'm excited to see what direction we go in with the website.
Excellent. Great. All right, so you actually, when we were working at Freedomworks together, you were doing a lot of investigation into this story. You were looking into the research about the Tea Party targeting group. Does the story of the FBI about a mismanaged bureaucracy hold water?
Well, it's funny, Austin, because the IRS own inspector general, J. Russell George, has said that groups with names like Patriot and Tea Party in them were subjected to special scrutiny 100% of the time, whereas groups with names like Progressive were subjected to special scrutiny about 30% of the time. So the FBI expects us to believe that this was just mismanagement and not intentional targeting, and I suppose coincidentally conservative groups were subject to that mismanagement 100% of the time.
So do you think there's going to be any more fallout from this? I mean, now that the FBI is saying that basically they're not going to investigate, they're saying the case is still, quote-unquote, being investigated, but that it's unlikely there's going to be any criminal charges. So does everybody just walk?
Well, it looks like at this point, unless there is some new development, the FBI is not going to pursue charges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frankly skeptical of what sort of new development would inspire the FBI to pursue charges. This is just outrageous, blatant targeting of conservative groups. You have, for example, the group that was delayed for Media Trackers was delayed for 16 months.
Mm-hmm.
They changed their name to Greenhouse Solutions and tried to describe themselves in sort of a more liberal, more progressive way, and they were approved in 3 weeks.
Hmm.
So if stats like that are not going to make the FBI pursue charges, I don't think that anything will, unfortunately.
Right. So we're basically relying on the government to investigate the government here, ladies and gentlemen. We're asking Obama to investigate himself. That was the problem the whole time, was that we were expecting that the Obama administration was going to investigate themselves. Well, I guess we really got what we probably, what we should have expected, right?
I think, yeah, unfortunately, some conservatives were from the get-go saying, just wait until the FBI gets in here. The FBI is independent. They'll do a fair job and hold the IRS accountable. But as you've said, we're asking the government to police itself, and I don't see any reason we should expect the FBI to be nonpartisan here.
Yeah, not really that independent, come to find out. So, all right, well then, I think that pretty much takes care of that story, but I'd actually like to just freestyle a little bit, Ian, and I want to talk about what stories are on our docket today. Just to give our listeners a preview of what we're going to be writing about at the Libertarian Republic today. So when they're listening to these in their offices, and on their way to work and today at their jobs, they can get an idea for what they're going to see on the LibertarianRepublic.com. One of the top stories that we're going to be covering today is the story of Kelly Thomas. This is a case of a homeless man who was beaten to death by police officers, and in his last final moments, his last final breaths, he called for help, called for his father, help me, he said. And the police officers, it turns out, will have been exonerated, is that correct?
Yeah, well, they have been acquitted.
Acquitted. So, to you, to me, Ian, we, you know, are very skeptical of authority, and when we hear stories like this, we naturally probably tend to side on the side of the victim. A lot of times people, you know, will fall on the other side of things. They'll usually believe the officers in this. But it from the videotape that's emerged and that we're going to be showing later today, it seems as if the officers were negligent, doesn't it?
There is not a lot of ambiguity here. Security footage from this transit parking lot clearly shows over some period of time these two officers just beating and tormenting this poor man to death as he begged for help. Mm-hmm. He clearly posed no threat to them. Mm-hmm. I think it's outrageous and it shows bias. I don't think that the jury's decision should be overturned, but I do think that they made the incorrect decision.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, when it's just like the Zimmerman trial, you know, we may have agreed with the verdict on that, and people who didn't, we told them, you know, well, you need to respect the justice system, and in this situation, I think we've got to hold ourselves to our own standards here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just to be fair. Okay, and there's another topic, it's kind of a funnier topic, you and I were talking about this. Now, I don't consider myself a misogynist, yeah, we were talking about sexism this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about this study that Ian found that I just thought was hilarious, and it looks like it came out in 2011, but we are going to be writing about it today. What was the study, and what did it find, Ian?
Well, the study used a psychometric test called benevolent sexism, mm-hmm. And now benevolent sexism doesn't necessarily, if you score high on the psychometric, I wouldn't say you're a very sexist person.
What do you mean? Psychometric, you're using these big terms.
Oh, sure. Well, they just ask you a series of questions. Mm-hmm. To determine how high you score on this particular variable. Mm-hmm. And now psychologists will come up with these tests, and sometimes they can have sort of biased or misleading names. Mm-hmm. So I know there was a test used at my school called the Modern Racism Index, and mm-hmm. people who scored high on the Modern Racism Index said things like affirmative action was unfair. And if you hold that belief, you score high as a modern racist.
Really?
So in this case, people who have beliefs like women are the weaker sex, women are deserving of male protection, men are providers, I wouldn't describe those as sexist beliefs, but people who held those beliefs scored high on this test.
And okay, so but there was something more interesting about that.
Right. Absolutely. So it found two fascinating conclusions to this study. Men who scored high on benevolent sexism were much happier than men who scored lower on benevolent sexism. Mm-hmm. And probably more interestingly, women who were in relationships with benevolent sexist men were happier than women in relationships with low-scoring men.
So wait a minute, hold on. Let's translate this again for the audience. So what you're saying is that men who scored higher on the benevolent sexist scale, meaning that they were just mildly sexist, right? For what we may not consider sexist, but what most people might consider, you know, mildly sexist, the women in those relationships with those men were happier?
Right. I think the best way to put the conclusion of this study is that women are happier when they are dating men who liberals would consider sexist.
The chicks dig a-holes.
Yes.
Right. Well, we already knew that, Ian. We already knew that.
This is another one of those cases where psychologists discover something that's part of common sense.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm certainly not going to tell my girlfriend that. Not that I have one, but maybe that's my problem, is that I need to be more of a benevolent sexist.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, Ian. Well, thanks a lot for coming, and thanks for joining the team here at the Libertarian Republic. I really appreciate you coming on. We're going to go write some stories now, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Tuesday the 14th, and if you like what you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to us. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. You can also go to the top of the LibertarianRepublic.com and listen to the podcast at any time. You can download us over at the Libertarian Republic and listen to our entire archive talking about a litany of topics that affect your daily freedoms. The Libertarian Republic is a website brought to you by Adam Puff over at Puff Wealth Management. Go to puffwealth.com if you're looking for somebody to manage your money. And always come back if you're looking for the best news from a perspective of economic freedom and personal liberty.